Jesus appeared to the 11 and said to them, "Go into the world and proclaim the gospel to every creature. Whoever believes and is baptized will be saved. Whoever believes and is not baptized will be condemned. These signs will accompany those who believe. In my name they will drive out demons, they will speak in new languages, they will pick up serpents in their hands, and if they drink any deadly thing, it will not harm them. They will lay hands on the sick, and they will recover." When the Lord Jesus, after he said this, then was taken up into heaven, he took his seat at the right hand of God, and then went forth and preached, as he was commanded them, while the Lord worked through them and confirmed the word through accompanying signs. The Gospel of the Lord Jesus Christ. Mark is the author of the shortest gospel. There are various traditions that we have associated with Mark. His name is here and there in the gospels. He was accompanied by Peter. He was the evangelist that went out when Jesus told all the apostles to go out and preach the word. He eventually wound up in Alexandria and became what we think is a bishop in Alexandria, the head of the community. Now that's one Mark. And then we have the Mark who wrote the gospel. It might be the same person, but we don't know. Okay? So today we're celebrating the Mark who wrote the gospel. And his name is sometimes Mark, it's John Mark. He may have been the person at Agnan in the garden who ran away when the guards came and left his cloth behind. Some people think that was Mark, but we don't really know. So we're honoring the author of the Gospel of Mark. Now the Gospel of Mark, as I mentioned, is the shortest gospel. And when St. Jerome associated each of the gospels with creatures, he gave the creature, a lion, to Mark. And if we go to Venice, we see the lion on top of the basilica dedicated to St. Mark. They believe his remains are there, taken from Alexandria during the Crusades and brought to Venice, and they're enshrined. It's interesting how our heritage goes back as Christians to some people we can historically associate with facts in history. And yet some people who are very significant, we don't really grasp all of the history of them. And Joseph's one of those. I mean, we know Joseph's lineage more than we know Joseph, the foster father of Jesus. Same thing with Mark. We know his work, the gospel. And it was the first gospel written and the shortest gospel. It could have been written by an outsider. He could have been Jewish or Greek, because the way that the words go in the gospel and the way that the associations are made, it's not by someone who was a Jew, practicing Jew. So it was someone who knew of the Jewish culture and knew of Jesus. He may have been associated with Jesus in his lifetime, or may not have been. There's a lot of maybes. So again, today, who we're honoring is the author of the gospel, the first gospel. And his author's name traditionally is Mark. The reason the lion was associated with Mark is because if you read the gospel of Mark, you could read it in one sitting. It's very short. And Jesus moves from place to place, and there's no great background. And he comes on the scene announcing the kingdom of God. So with the swiftness of a lion, Mark has been associated in his gospel. That's the history. How we profit from the work of a saint like Mark or any of the evangelists is remarkable because they give us a picture of Jesus. Each of the four evangelists, give us a different picture of Jesus. Neither of the four gospels, and there are other gospels that are not canonical, they call them proto-evangelical or apocalyptic gospels, written by other people. Again, we know, historically, we don't know who they were. There's one by Jude, there's one by Judas, there's one by Mary Magdalene, okay? But they're outside the canon. They're not the official four. These official four have a similarity. One is the person who's writing them has direct connection with Jesus. The gospel, each of the four, were throughout the known world at the same time. The early Christians promulgated the gospels up until like 90, the year 90. And they focus on the authenticity of the gospel of Jesus. Each one is called a gospel, but the gospel of Jesus is the good news. And the good news, basically, summarized, is Jesus came from God the Father, did work on earth, and died, rose, and ascended back to the Father. And that's what we have here today, a piece of the ascension in Mark 16. So his sending out is what's common in all of the Gospels. Jesus sent us out to be evangelists, to carry the good news, Evangelium, to others through our lives. And if it wasn't for the four Gospels, we'd have no, you might say, constitution. The early church came up with its own guides, and the Creed is a great piece of literature that teaches us what our history is and what we are expecting. But it's the Gospels that give us a grasp on Jesus. Sometimes Jesus the person, sometimes Jesus the miracle worker, sometimes Jesus the miraculous gift of God, especially in John's Gospel. So each of the Gospels gives us a different image of Jesus. None of them are his biography. They all are his mission, and his mission was this: coming together, feeding us, nourishing us, so that we can get to God the Father through the actions of Jesus in our lives. Mark is one of the evangelists that do that, one of the people, and again, we don't know him through his goodness and through his intelligence and his ability to write. He's given us one image of Jesus that we can hold on to and appreciate. And all of the images of Jesus go back to who he was, Son of God and Savior. ¶¶